off to the Joshua tree that is straight out my window. The winds here are unreal. You wouldn't expect constant wind in a desert. But when you see how the crust of all these live interworking bacteria are holding it together. When you see all the debris that blows in from miles away, it all makes sense. Stay in line with the tree, but do not disturb the crust. There it is. In the hours before sunset, most of the desert creatures are coming out of their lairs. A lot of the surface is very soft, and you can fall into a lair too. These winds sing songs I've never heard before. And you can't get too close to the creosote bundles, crowns as they're called, because many beasts go underground to live with them. Oh, see? Here's a scary place. And out here there are bobcats, there are birds, there are animals that don't live anywhere else, creatures, bacteria, all working. Oh, ant colony. No, gentlemen, sorry. I shall head away. And the larger ones, yeah, those could be snakes. We've already seen a rattlesnake, which is not the gopher snake that lives on the property. I've heard choirs of coyotes celebrating a kill. I've been to Joshua Tree National Park and felt like a speck of dust in the blowing sands of time. Am I finding myself? Sure. In new places, with new sensitivities. And those I thought would treat my sensitivities as weaknesses are actually quite lovely about it, and are taking me for me. These lands are difficult and challenging. And you have to lean into them the way you lean into the wind, the way you lean into the curve of a motorcycle ride as you take a corner and curve and lean, scared as you are. But without chances, there can be no growth. Without interworkings, there can be no growth. Without communities of microorganisms, of tiniest creatures, of sand, of wind, of rock, and time, there would be no desert. There would be no west. There would be no final frontier on this earth. And you think about all the droughts and the fires, because you can't see far in this valley today. And we're in high desert, high elevation, and the air is so pure here, but the smoke is so thick and visible and oppressive and too much. And these dirt roads are merciless on vehicles and on those who live in these lands. I'm so fortunate to be welcomed into this environment, both by people and by its creatures. I offer reverence and respect. They belong here. I don't. But I find a oneness with these fields of Joshua trees, of critters, of kinship, of a wild woman who has taken me under her wing and wants to make sure this is the transformative experience that I'd hoped. Gotta do my work, though. And now I need to behold this Joshua tree that is in direct line from where I wake. And I look at all the ant colonies swarming with activity in the sunset. And I'm so grateful. And so very fortunate. And these lands are holy lands. These are the mark of a higher power, higher forces. And never go into the ring of the creosote, because those are forces that as humans we will never understand.
Thank you.